time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into Friday, TGIF, Friday, March the 8th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We have a giveaway for you right now, right out of the box. We have one free ticket. Actually, it's my ticket to go to the Eastport Baptist Church Sportsman's Dinner. A week from tomorrow, Saturday, March 16th, 5 o'clock, Shaney Creek Resort in Bel Air. It's their 16th annual event. It's going to be fantastic, but unfortunately, Vicky and I will be out of town. We gave Randy Walker Vicky's ticket yesterday, and my ticket is available. All you have to do is go to their website, eastportbc.org. Eastport, BC, one word, no spaces, .org. Buy an adult ticket for $45. And we will put you down to be able to use my ticket at the event for free. So basically, this is a buy one, get one free event. Wonderful dinner. The dinner itself, folks, honestly, is worth $45. But here's the deal. You get a ticket for the grand prize to drop in the bucket. 14 other tickets to walk around the room and put your tickets in the prizes you would like to get for the drawing. And if you bring a case of canned goods, I recommend green beans. You can do baked beans. You can do corn, whatever it is. For every can of food you bring, you get a ticket toward the drawing of the food drive prize. So we've got my ticket available for you guys. Today is Friday, so the show's going to repeat all weekend long. If somebody's already texted me that they bought their ticket, then it's too late. We only had two tickets, one for me and one for Miss Vicky. Randy Walker's going to be there, Tom and Karen Curtis from Curtis Gunsmithing. A lot of other Patriots are going to be there. This is an awesome event. We usually try to go every single year, but we're going to be out of town. And as a result, you need to text me that you bought the ticket. If you'd like the ticket, text me dinner. I'll text you back the link to the website. All you got to do is click on it, buy your ticket online. You can do it on computer, tablet, phone, whatever. And when you tell me I bought the ticket, I'll submit your name to the girls over there at the church, and you'll be entered in a week from tomorrow, Saturday, March 16th, 5 o'clock, Shaney Creek Resort. Fantastic dinner, great speaker, lots of really good fellowship, And who knows, you might walk away with a $600-$800 long-barreled rifle or some other fantastic prizes that they have there. So looking forward to it. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information, lots of interviews. Going to opine in the next segment about the jacked up, coked up, some type of stimulant injected into Joe Biden last night. And from a public speaking standpoint, I'm going to tell you exactly what I think it was. Because when he was speaking in certain phrases and doing certain things with his eyes, following the teleprompter, yes, he was definitely drug-induced last night giving the State of the Union address. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalver, electspalver.com. Paid for by Todd Spalver for state rep.
Everybody, welcome on into the show. Second segment, hour number one, getting the show off to a quick start. Got a couple of people that have texted me requesting the dinner. They're going to the website right now. May the best man win. Whoever texts me back first saying they bought their ticket, you will be the winner. So buy one, get one free for that Sportsman banquet dinner a week from tomorrow, March 16th, Shanty Creek Resort in Bel Air. I want to remind you guys, too, if you're like me, you have a hard time sleeping in on Sundays, even Saturdays, because you're so used to getting up for work, getting your day going. It just, your biological clock is set. Well, very soon we're going to be changing the clocks again. But if you have a problem sleeping in on Sundays, I want to bring your attention to a show that I absolutely love. I listen to it every Sunday. The Flatline. Rick Hughes. 10 biblical principles to live your life by. We bring it to you on Sunday mornings from 7:30 to 8. Outside of church services, really, it's the only thing we do besides this show, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, outside of the music. But it's a great message. All you have to do is write him a letter. He'll send you all kinds of stuff for free. Doesn't even charge for it. You can get his latest book, any particular brochures. Tell him you want a Trucker Randy package. 7:30 to 8 every Sunday morning, Rick Hughes, The Flatline. Check it out. Now, I don't do this very often. I don't like national stuff. Everybody else is doing it. I'm Michigan News, Michigan Politics. Devin Lawrence taught me that a long time ago. Everybody's doing national, Randy. You need to focus on your local listening area and around the state, but that's it. Well, I'm sorry. And if you didn't see it, you probably saved an hour and 8 minutes of your life that you would never have to get back, because I watched it. And I got to tell you, Joe Biden may have been rested up. He might have gotten a couple of naps in yesterday in the afternoon, early evening. But the man was stimulated chemically. You could see it in the jittering of his eyes. You could see it in the way he was bouncing back and forth. Nervous energy kind of thing, but most importantly, his speaking. He started to slur. He started to mistake his lines on the teleprompter for lines he had already read. And you could see that he was stumbling, getting ready to screw up really badly, but he saved it. Why? Because they had him jacked up. I don't know if it was some type of medicated stimulant, but he looked like he was on cocaine. He was speaking so fast, and that's another little trick. When you are challenged in a public speaking situation, public speaking, I'm not talking about being on the radio. I'm not public speaking right now. I'm just talking to you. You and I are having a conversation. I'm picturing talking to some specific friend of our radio family, whether it's Sherry or Rod or whoever it is. I'm talking to you right now. I'm not doing public speaking. But if you're reading off a teleprompter and you're mentally challenged, dementia, Alzheimer's, whatever it is that he has, because of the stimulant, there was parts of the speech, folks, that he was speed reading. He wasn't even waiting for applause lines, which the speech writers have in the speech, in the teleprompter. Right after a expected applause line, they put in the teleprompter, pause. Sometimes they'll repeat it. Pause, pause, pause. if they expect a big ovation, they might put it in there 5, 6, 8 times. Pause, 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 because they're expecting a big ovation. There were pause lines in that speech that he ran right through. He just kept reading. The inner exchange that he had was amazing, absolutely amazing, that he was actually going to debate the Republicans. Marjorie Taylor Greene, being her normal self, shouting from her seat because Biden wouldn't even say her name. The young woman from Georgia who was brutally murdered by an illegal immigrant. Finally got him to say her name. And then he mispronounced it. He was yelling through most of it. Sherry, just texting, I heard he was yelling at times. It wasn't just at times. He was confrontational. Going after the former president, my predecessor. Never used his name once. But we all know who he was talking about was Donald Trump. But the thing of it is, that was so interesting, is that the speech, which they had timed out, was supposed to take roughly about an hour and 10 minutes. He did it in an hour and 8 minutes. Now, why is that interesting? Because had he waited for the applause, it would have gone much longer. So obviously, they knew the drugs were going to start to wear off. They knew he was going to run out of gas. They knew they had to get this in, get him out of there. And honestly, he did a pretty good job. His facts were all lies. He was actually saying, this is a fact, look it up, that inflation is under control, and we're going to have a soft landing on this little bit of a temporary recession we're in. No, we're not. And inflation is not under control. He lied about the border. He lied about Republicans wanting to get rid of Social Security and Medicare. He was called out numerous times. At one point, I thought it was going to go into total chaos. And one thing that I noticed, the Republican young House Freedom Caucus type members, Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and others, were shouting him down. And at one point, I thought he was going to lose control of the room. But you know how he got it back? Ignore and bypass. Ignore and bypass. It's Dale Carnegie 101. If you're being heckled, if you're being interrupted, if people are wanting to ask you questions or shout accusations that you really want to respond to, then you get into a debate situation, you lose control of the speech. He went completely back to the teleprompter, ignored their shout-outs, and kept going. Now, one thing that's going to be really interesting is whether or not he'll agree to debate Donald Trump. He thinks he has the mental abilities to do it with the help of pharmaceuticals or whatever stimulant he was using. I saw a couple of comments on social media said he got into Hunter Biden's cocaine stash there at the White House. Yeah, absolutely amazing. But it is what it is. Greg O'Neill texting into the show. I agree with you, Randy. Looking at his eyes, you could see something. He was on something. Ask Officer Rick if he can tell you what the person looks like on drugs. I know that without a doubt. Mark Peters, if you look, when he was walking out, his handler gave him something to suck on, like a cough drop or something like that. What was that lease when he kind of perked up after it? Who knows what it was? Now, one other thing I did notice, he had to keep clearing his lungs while giving the speech. Now, that's a clear indication that you have something in your lungs. You're battling a cold, a virus, bronchitis, whatever it is. I speak for 3 hours a day, Monday through Friday. Been doing it for 12 years. I'm over 9,360 hours this coming month, April 12th. I can do 3 hours by myself monologuing without a guest. I've done it numerous times. The thing of it is, it was an hour speech interrupted with applause. You wait to clear your lungs when you get an applause going. You say something. While the applause is going on, you get away from the microphone a little bit, kind of turn your head, look at people in the room, smile. That's when you do the cough. You don't do it in mid-sentence. So there's something going on with his lungs. And I'm not sure that cough drop, maybe that's what it was, but maybe it was something like you said. Brent says up in Mackinac, he thinks it was Ritalin. Could have been. He was definitely, definitely on something. Excellent. Rod Wheeler just ordered another 100 of the cards. He said, we had a meeting on Wednesday with Carla Wagner from Ask My Tax. People seem to be interested in getting involved. And that's where I passed out most of the cards. They had about 50 people there. Good for you. What county are you in again? Is that Lake down there, I believe, where you're at? So he just donated $21 and acconservatives.org. We're going to be leaving after the show today, Rod, so I will definitely package those up, put them in a padded envelope, and mail them out to you before we leave town. Looking forward next week, I'm going to have Monday, Wednesday, and Friday off. Izzy Lyman's going to be subbing in for me. And then the following week, I will be back doing the show again the whole week. The week after next. Sherry Lefebvre, surprised Hillary wasn't there in support of her friend Joe. Nope, nowhere to be seen. Yes. Lake County. Greatly appreciate it. How did the people respond to the cards? We'll get some other ideas going here after the bottom of the hour news break. Hour number one on this Friday, March 8th. I'm Chuck Randy. We'll be right back.